Citizenship in the World Requirement 6. Do the following. Explain how a government is represented abroad and how the United States government is accredited to international organizations. Describe the roles of the following in the conduct of foreign relations. Ambassador, Council, Bureau of International Information Programs, Agency for International Development, United States and Foreign Commercial Service. And finally, explain the purpose of a passport and visa for international travel. A government is represented abroad by an ambassador or a consul. These are bodies set up to be by reciprocal, usually agreement between nations, where one nation will set up a outpost in another nation. Rarely do ambassadorships or consuls have extraterritoriality, meaning if you were to go to the U.S. consulate in Germany, it's not actually American soil, but usually through reciprocal agreement, the host nation will allow the visiting nation's laws to apply. The United States government is accredited to international organizations through institutions like the Bureau of Information Programs, Agency for International Development, the United States and Foreign Commercial Services. These are all bodies of the U.S. government who regulate its interaction with international bodies. Describe the role of the following in the conduct of foreign relations. First, ambassador. An ambassador is a diplomatic official of the highest rank sent by one sovereign state to another as a resident representative. The formal term being ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary, usually for a specific length of time. He or she is a diplomatic official heading his or her country's permanent mission to certain international organizations, such as the United Nations, and are authorized representative of a nation to deliver their nation's messages, protect the nation's interests through diplomatic means. The ambassador is a representative of the head of state, so by definition, you can only really have one ambassador per nation. So the U.S. ambassador to the U.K. is representing the U.S. head of state, in this case, the American president, abroad. The consul is an official appointed by the government of one country to look after its commercial interests and the welfare of its citizens in another country, as well as providing assistance to American traveling abroad. For instance, were you to travel abroad and you lose your passport, a consul would probably be the best place to go. You may eventually be directed towards another area within the nation, but a consul is a fine place to start. You would also visit a consul if you're looking to establish economic ties. Say I wanted to build a factory in a foreign nation. This is something that the consulate would be interested in. The Bureau of International Information Programs is a principal international strategic communication service for the U.S. It designs, develops, and implements information initiatives and communications programs abroad. This includes internet and print publications, traveling electronically, transmitting speaker programs, and other resources. The idea here is to generate information for key international audiences, such as the media, other government officials, opinion leaders, and the general public. These operate currently in 140 nations. So the goal here is not to act as a formal channel of information, but merely a body that puts together and provides international information representing U.S. interests abroad. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or the USAID, is the United States federal government agency primarily responsible for administering civilian foreign aid. An independent federal agency, the USAID receives overall foreign policy guidance from the Secretary of State and seeks to extend a helping hand to those people overseas struggling to make life better, recover from a disaster, or strive to live in a free and democratic society. This is quote-unquote what a lot of foreign aid comes under. Finally, the United States and Foreign Commercial Services, the U.S. Commercial Service, is the trade promotion arm of the U.S. Department of Congress. Department of Commerce's International Trade Administration and helps U.S. companies succeed in marketing around the world. It is led by the Assistant Secretary of Commerce and located across the U.S. and U.S. embassies and consulates in nearly 80 countries. The CS Global Network of Trade Professionals helps U.S. companies export goods and services worth billions of dollars annually. Finally, explain the purpose of passports and visas for international travel. A passport is an official document issued by a citizen, to a citizen by a government, affirming the individual's nationality. The passport permits the citizen to travel or live abroad and entity entitles the citizen to guaranteed return, generally through international customs and treaties, safe passage, lawful aid and protection while under foreign government's jurisdiction. A visa, on the other hand, is a permit to enter another country and must be issued by the country one wishes to enter. It is a special seal. It's usually stamped on the passport, although now with international travel that's not necessarily the case. You apply for the visa before leaving, and if required, a appropriate foreign embassy or consulate may be the approving body. For a nation wishing to enter the United States needs to apply for visa outside the U.S. at its embassies and consulates. There are various types of visas, for instance, a travel visa, a through visa, an educational visa, a pilgrimage visa. These are all different reasons why you might want to come to the U.S. There are also additional ones for temporary workers, missionaries, business professionals, artists, and athletes for temporary international use.